Or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under 5. Keep them super immune. Check with your healthcare provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a
Coming up in minutes, John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. We're going to be talking about ranked choice voting, which has got to be stopped, got to be stopped. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Baseball's back in the valley as the Las Vegas Aviators open a 12-game homestand tonight in Summerlin. They've got the Salt Lake Bees, minor league affiliate of the LA Angels, this week. While the Vegas Golden Knights aren't exactly clinging to the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, back-to-back losses are keeping them from moving out of a wild card spot. The Knights took a 2-0 lead on a pair of goals by Jack Eichel in Vancouver last night, but weren't able to hold it, getting outscored 4-1 the rest of the way. That loss leaves them 5 points ahead of St. Louis with one more road game on the regular season schedule. That's in Edmonton. Tomorrow evening. Lakers play tonight. It's a big one. They'll host the Golden State Warriors in LA. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for Mayor. paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Flow traffic's jam solid on the south end of the valley, and nothing unusual about that. Just expected because of all the construction. Talking about I-15 southbound as you approach Russell Road, heading toward Tropicana, and all the construction's going on there. The only accident being reported on the valley freeways on the way out of town toward California, 15 southbound before Prim, and they do have that out of the travel lanes now. It's on the right shoulder, not much of an issue any longer. More locally here on the west side, an accident, the hit and run at Charleston and Rainbow, and still clearing up an injury wreck at Maryland Parkway in Sahara. Sunny and a little bit warmer today. We'll have temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. It's 55 degrees already. Winds gusting right around 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Joining us now, John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. Did you get to enjoy the eclipse yesterday, or did you miss it?
I tried. I went outside in the parking lot in our office, looked around, didn't see anything happening, went back in. So it was a groundhog moment.
Oh, my God. No, everybody, I mean, all of my friends were having parties and baking cakes and doing all kinds of things. I watched it on TV, and it was nice, and we'll do it again in 40 years.
Yeah, there you go. I won't hold my breath on that. I want to fix election integrity first.
Well, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because NPRI has something very new. It's a Nevada Policy's new downloadable election integrity report. Talk to me about this and the genesis of this, which I think is great because we're all concerned about election integrity coming into this election cycle.
Absolutely right. So we started this more than a year and a half, 2 years ago, after the 2022 vote, and decided we need to have just a complete study, thought on what needs to be fixed, what doesn't need to be fixed, what can be lived with if you're going to have to make some compromises, et cetera, et cetera. And we wrote a 44-page report on it. If you go to npri.org, it's right on the front page to click the download button, and you can get this. And we kind of cover it all. We cover it, first of all, just talking about some of the problems that popped up, the lack of public confidence. And then we got into all the systems, and that means all the systems from mail to ballot harvesting to early voting, voting on election day, election judges. Some of the systems we use, like ERIC, which is the Electric Registration Center, that tracks people's addresses and things. And then we wrote up an extensive report and then gave significant thoughts on what needs to be fixed. And on the positive side, there's a couple things going on out there. Repair the Vote. If you go to repairthevote.us, is out there collecting signatures to put voter ID on the ballot. And they need money, they need help. But if they get it on there, and I think they will get it on the ballot, this will be a huge step in the right direction. The number one thing to fix is make sure that we have people identifying who they are. We know that they are legitimate voters showing up to the polls and that their ballot is valid. And we're also, this also takes in the problem of mail-in ballots. I mean, mail-in ballots here, 51% of the voters in 2022 voted by mail. So it's popular. But what's wrong with it is a signature is not a great way to verify that it's the proper person voting. So the voter ID referendum that's going on, that will get on the ballot, will be that a person has to supply a driver's license number or social security number, and it'll just be the last four digits, which is more than enough to make sure that you have a valid person voting.
John, from what you know, today, Tuesday, April 9th, early voting beginning on May 25th, the primary on June 11th, and then, of course, November 5th for the general election. Are you convinced or are you optimistic that we will have free and fair elections?
I am optimistic we will have better elections. Totally fixed, no. First of all, we will not have ballot. We will not have people using voter ID in this election, so that's still an open hole. Ballot harvesting is a terrible problem. I know that both sides will be actively using that system. But what about, you know, they don't ever talk about the, or they do, but not, don't talk enough about the intimidation of ballot harvesting. You know, if you're in a union shop and your shop steward says, I want you to bring your ballot to me, I'm going to turn it in for you. Is that a form of intimidation? Would you be afraid that that shop steward might somehow illegally open your ballot and look at it? Who's picking up ballots from who? It just seems wrong. There's no registration or any way that the people of ballot harvesting are being monitored. It's just completely open-ended. Anybody can pick up as many ballots as they want from wherever and turn them in. So that for me is a real problem area. And then, of course, there's the old problem that a lot of people don't trust the voting machines. That's not been addressed whatsoever. And that problem is going to get even worse if we get into ranked choice voting, which maybe we're going to talk about in a few minutes here, because who's going to count all these ranked ballots? It's really hard for humans to do that. So it's going to be really trusting the computers. How do we get computer systems that we trust, that we know are not tampered with? I mean, the secret, you know, inside the black box remains a secret to most of us.
Well, that brings us to question three on the 2024 ballot. It is the ranked choice voting deal. And you have become a champion statewide at trying to defeat ranked choice voting. I can't get anybody that can properly, off the top of their head, without notes, explain what ranked choice voting is and what it does.
That is exactly the problem. It is so complicated, it is difficult to explain, and most people, I've been going around the state talking to hundreds, if not thousands of people over the last year about ranked choice voting. Most people think they know what it is, and then when it's explained to them, it's not what they thought it was. And to explain it, it is difficult, it does not make logical sense to most people, and therefore, it's just a way to create chaos and confusion, I'm afraid. It's just too complex and confusing. I can try to explain it to you right now, Kevin, but I guarantee you I probably can't get it done in 5 minutes. And when you're done with it, you're going to scratch your head and be more confused.
And you're going to have people clicking their radios off or changing their station. I promise you, you get about halfway through there and people are just going to go, I can't take any more of this.
Right. So let me start here. Go to StopRCVNevada.com. Simple website put up by Nevada Policy. StopRCV, that's Ranked Choice Voting, Nevada.com. And we have a nice short video there that explains how ranked choice voting is counted. That's probably the best way to understand it. What I would do is watch it once, then watch it again and stop it after every round is counted and ask yourself the question, what just happened? Because you have to stop to think, what just happened? And in the process of ranked choice voting, some ballots are looked at more than once and some are not. But they're not counted twice. They're counted, and then if they were the vote for the lowest-ranked candidate, those counts go away, and then they're looked at again for their next choice. So right there, Does that make much sense to you?
It makes no sense whatsoever, and I'm just scratching my head like crazy. Let me just ask you, you know that this is something that Republicans don't like, and even Democrats don't like it. Am I right on that?
You're absolutely right. Here's who likes it. Let's break the system, people, progressives, who think this is a great idea because it's going to throw things open. This will hurt parties, perhaps eliminate parties. Perhaps that's one of the reasons for it. This will cause consternation. If you're going to fully fill out your ballot, you are going to have to pick candidates you do not like in order to have five different separate choices. You have to have a separate choice for every round. And you're supposed to fully vote every round in advance, by the way. You don't know who drops off, who's in the second round, who's in the third round. You're guessing when you vote.
People can't figure out the current voting situation. How are they going to embrace this other thing? Now, ranked choice voting, one more time, give us that that website where folks can actually go.
StopRCVNevada.com.
And will
and
there
sign
be...
Sign up there. Yeah. Sign up there because you'll get ongoing information from us. We're constantly updating people with new videos and little snippets. And if we ever find the magic three-sentence explanation, you'll get that. But there is no three-second sentence.
There really isn't. John, in our final minute, is there going to be organized opposition? Will there be radio and TV spots that are going to be up on media over the course of the next few months?
I can't give you a solid answer. It isn't settled yet. I can't do this all from Nevada policy. We're limited because we are a not-for-profit on how much of our budget can be used for this. This is considered lobbying. When we say vote no on a ballot question, we're lobbying. And we have a limit of 30% of our budget. So I'm trying to find some other groups that can run the ads to handle that part because it can't all go through our budget.
Well, we will be keeping track of this big time. John, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. If folks want to know more about what you're up to at NPRI, how do they do it?
Just go to npri.org and sign up, and we'll keep you posted on a lot of interesting things.
John, thanks so much, my friend. You have a good week, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI. Stick around. More to do as we continue. By the way, that is question three is the ranked choice voting question on the ballot in 2024. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show,
Marsha Blackburn, senator from Tennessee, who will be on the ballot, will join us. She just came back from the border. All that and more, Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You may know me as the Millionaire Matchmaker.
Patty Stanger, the matchmaker, is here.
I teamed up with Nick Vile, and I'm offering my services to any single looking for love.
Thursday on the CW.
I am single as can be.
So you want this perfect-looking person. Shocker.
The Goddess of Love returns.
I'm telling it like it is.
So get ready to find the one.
Good thing to have us, Patty.
Let's make it happen.
With these two. Catch the series premiere of Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker. Then.
This is Lovers and Liars.
It's the new dating show that asks the questions.
It's up to these three guys to figure out who is who.
Who will fall in love.
These men have no idea what we're capable of.
And who will fall for the lies.
I don't know if I'm terrified or turned on.
Lovers and Liars. After Patty Stanger, the Matchmaker. Series premieres all new Thursday on the CW.
Thursday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederickfornevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Sales are great. Great chance to save money on something you need. But there's something better, a closeout. Why? Because with a closeout, we have to clear out the current models to make room for the new ones. And if it's gotta go, it's gotta be low. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And right now, we've got, you guessed it, a closeout. Save 50% on select Tempur-Adapt Collection mattresses. 50% on maybe the best mattress on earth. Plus, you've got easy financing too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket
man. I can't wait to talk with Captain Sam Brown. He'll join us coming up at 8:05. He's running for the U.S. Senate, and it's going to be a fascinating interview. I'm going to ask him about the Cook political report. That race, Jackie Rosen, that Senate race was a leans Democrat. It is now a toss-up, and Big Mo is on the side of the Republicans, which I think is absolutely wonderful. So stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
Welcome to Unexplained Savings. Today, we're talking NFAs, or no-fee ATMs. Do they exist? Karina from One Nevada Credit Union is here to blow the lid off this hot topic. Karina, what's the scoop?
So One Nevada Credit Union members all have access to no-fee ATMs with our one checking account.
They do?
Yeah, 43,000 of them all across the nation.
Unbelievable. No-fee ATMs among us this whole time?
Literally everywhere.
It's no conspiracy. Get no-fee ATMs with One Nevada's one checking account, federally insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. It is the number one issue on the minds of voters. As we look ahead to this election cycle, it is illegal immigration. It is horrible. The mass invasion across our southern border is so obvious. You don't need the drones, you know, the Fox drones to be able to point out that there is a steady flow of illegal immigrants coming into our country. We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up with Sam Brown, candidate for the U.S. Senate. U.S. Army captain retired and a Purple Heart recipient. What an amazing personal story. We'll talk with him about the run against Jackie Rosen and why Jackie Rosen needs to be replaced as a U.S. Senator. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
It's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.